morning, just for a few moments, I'd like to share with you a message that I've entitled, Two Pictures of Salvation. And one of those pictures we've already seen, and that's the picture of baptism. And remember I explained it briefly, how this is a picture of what God has done for us. It's a picture of the gospel. That as they came down into those waters, you had, actually, how many times have you ever been to a church where you're going to get 8 sermons? You've already had 7. Because every time they came down, they were preaching a sermon. That Jesus came down to this earth. And he came down to die. He was born to die. He was born so that he might give his life for sinners like you and me. Because we couldn't pay for our own sin. The wages of sin is death. And we couldn't pay for our own sin. It's an infinite cost. Only an infinite God could pay for that. So Jesus came down to die, and he did on the cross. And he said, it is finished. The word means paid in full. Paid for all of our sins. And then they took him and they buried him. But the scripture says, on the third day, he rose again. Amen. He came out of the tomb. That's Easter. That's the good news. That God, through Jesus Christ, has conquered the grave. That he has provided a way for us to have life eternal through his son, Jesus Christ. And again, you have had 7 sermons of that today preached by these that have come for baptism. What a great picture of salvation it is. Now I'd like to share with you a couple of verses. If you have your Bible, if you want to turn to Matthew chapter 7, I just want to share 2 verses. Because in these verses, Jesus Christ gives us another picture of salvation. And it's Matthew chapter 7. This is part of what is called the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount. And in that sermon, this is the greatest sermon that was ever preached by the greatest preacher that ever lived, Jesus. And in verse 13 and 14, here's what the Lord said. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide, the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it. Would you bow your head with me in prayer? Close your eyes, bow your head. Lord, today, as we just for the last few moments of this service today, consider this picture that the Lord Jesus gives us of salvation. Would you, Father, through the Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we may see a picture of salvation. Open our eyes that we may see Jesus and what he has done for us. And Lord, may we respond in faith and trust in you. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the Savior. Amen. A picture. Someone says a picture paints 1,000 words. This picture is actually found on the back wall right back there. And I think this picture vividly shows us what Jesus says in verses 13 and 14 about the two roads. This is an interesting picture. Every time I look at this picture, I see something new. But one of the most amazing facts about this picture, and I hope you can see it, I hope you can see that there's two roads here. And here's a city. It's hard, a little bit hard. Could we have these lights off up here, these spotlights? Maybe that would help a little bit. There's a couple more here. That's it. Maybe you can see it a little bit better now. But you know the most amazing thing about this picture? We're all in it. You're in this picture somewhere. I'm in this picture. And this is a picture that is given. And I think it really is a picture of what Jesus was talking about in these two verses, 13 and 14. And I've had this picture in front of me all week, in front of my desk, and just said, Lord, show me. What do you want me to see? And I want to share with you just a few moments. What do we see? I'll tell you what we see. We see a world that's in trouble. A world that's going up in flames. A world in darkness. And I'll tell you what, folks, it reminded me when I looked at these buildings in flames, reminded me of 9/11. Remember when the terrorists, every one of us remember the pictures of those planes going into those buildings and the tops of the buildings just up in flames. The world's a mess. The world today is in darkness. It's in moral darkness. It's in spiritual darkness. The Bible says the world passes away and the lust thereof. This world is passing away. This world is in trouble. I see that. But then I see in this picture, I see two ways. I see this way, and I see this way. And I want to share with you about those two ways. Jesus talks about two roads. This one right here, he calls the broad road. He says, wide is the gate, and broad is the way of this road. I see in this road, you see, I don't know if you can, I hope you can see this. But there's all these arrows, these neon lights that are crying out, go this way, go this way. This is the fun way. This is the good way. Come with us. In fact, you know what? I counted, and you can see back in that picture back there when you leave today, I counted 26 arrows. With neon lights and glitter saying, come this way. It's kind of, I thought of that, I think it was in the Iliad and Odyssey, Ulysses, you remember there were the sirens that called the sailors, come our way, look, come to us. And when the sailors would go, their ships would be on the rocks. I thought of that because the world, do you know what the world's saying today? Come our way. This is the good life. This is the good way. You're going to have fun on this way. And all these signs saying, come this way. You know what else I see on this way? You can't, it's hard to see here, but there's a lot of people there. Jesus said, many there are that go this way. In fact, you know what? The majority of the world is on this road. Majority of the road. And it's not, wide is the gate. Guess what? We're all born on that road. We're all born right here on that road. And all these people are going this way. And a lot of times they'll say, you know, look at all the people here. Could we all be wrong? Come our way. There's a lot of people. But don't make the mistake of thinking there's a lot of company on this road, so there's no lonely people there. I'm going to tell you what, folks, there's a lot of lonely people on this road. And reminded me of when I lived in New York City. I lived in New York City for 3 months. And I remember going down on the subway from Brooklyn down into the heart of the city. And I remember looking at the people and just thinking, wow, look at this horde of people, this mass of humanity. But nobody would look you in the eye. Everybody was like this. You'd go on the subway, nobody would look you in the eye. And all that I could think of was that old Beatles song. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? Remember that? I'm going to tell you, folks, it's not, there's a lot of people on this road, but it can be a lonely, lonely place. They're all going, and it's like kind of sheep following each other. They're all going along this road. And this is, you know what Jesus calls this road? He calls this road the broad road. This road is broad. It's broad theologically. I mean, on this road, you can believe anything you want. You can believe in a personal God, or you can have Star Wars theology and believe in the Force. Or you can believe in no God at all. You can make up what you believe on this road because it's broad. It's broad religiously and spiritually. You can be, you know, on this road right here, you can be any religion you want. You can even say, I'm Christian. There's a lot of church members on this road. In all different kinds of churches. Or you can be Hindu, you can be Buddhist, you can be Muslim, you can be Shinto, whatever you want to believe, it's okay. It's broad. And you know what they say on this road? Oh, you know what? We all worship the same God. We just call him by a different name. You call him Jehovah. We call him Buddha. Or we call him Krishna. Or we call him Allah. Same God, just like the sign on the church down here I saw once. One God, east and west. The broad road. And you know what? On this road, you can go to church, or you don't have to go to church. In fact, on the broad road, I hear him saying, I can worship God better out in the golf course. Do you hear him? In nature, I can worship God better. And you know what? Another thing they say on this road, they say, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. Whatever that means. You know, I'm not religious, but I'm a spiritual person. You can't see it down here too well, but right here and right here, you know what there is? There's churches. Big churches on the broad road. There's a lot of churches that are right in here, church members on the broad road. It's broad theologically, it is broad spiritually and religiously, and you know what? It's broad morally and ethically. You see, on this road, you can believe in traditional marriage, or you can believe in same-sex marriage. You can be heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, asexual, transsexual. You can believe in anything. And you're not supposed to question anybody's belief on this road. In fact, you're supposed to celebrate everybody's belief on that road as being as good as anybody else's. Oh, this way is broad. You can be anything, think anything, be anything that you want to be on this road. There's room for everyone on this road. Come this way. Come with us. That's the broad road. But then there's another road. It's this road right here. And there's some things. See, right here, narrow is the gate. In fact, if you look right here, and right here, and right here, this way is marked by spikes and blood. Like somebody had to give his life to make this way. It's the way of the spikes. It's the way of the old rugged cross. And there's a narrow gate here. You know what I see on this way? You know what? Whereas look at all the people here. There's not as many people on that road. Jesus said it, didn't he? He said, there's few that go this way. There's few that go this way. And you know what I have kind of noted? This way can be lonely. It can. Because there are few that go that way. But what I did note here is if you look, they're traveling together. They're not traveling by themselves. They're traveling in twos and threes. And thank God there's fellowship along this road. Amen. We're not supposed to do this by ourselves. But it is a narrow gate. It's a narrow way. It's a narrow way. And few there are that go that way. And it is the way of the cross. It is the way of the cross. Now, I want to just say that I see two churches here on the narrow way. And if you look closely, there's signs out in front. And you know what's on this sign? The Bible. And on this sign right here is the cross. Oh, I thank God for churches like this. Amen. That preach the Bible. Because folks, the Bible is the Word of God. It is truth. On this road, by the way, there's no absolute truth. You make up your own truth. But on this road, there is truth. And it's the Word of God. And in this, on this way, these churches preach the gospel. Preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That we are lost without Christ. That we are sinners, condemned, hopeless, helpless without Jesus. Amen. But thank God, He made a way. And let me just say, the way is the cross, and I don't see any other ways here. I don't see any detours that you can get over there. It's the way of the cross. Now, two ways. The broad road, the narrow road. These are the two ways. But you know what the greatest distinction between these two ways is? The destination. Because the broad road, Jesus says, leads to destruction. It leads to the lake of fire. It leads to eternal hell. And if you could see it, this breaks my heart. because I see people, eternal souls, dropping in to hell. And you know, one thing, there's a way, there's a way. But they went the wrong way. And I see them dropping into hell. I don't want any to perish, God says. But there are people perishing. And then I see this way, which leads to what? Life. One of the baptismal candidates said, I accepted Christ because I want to go to heaven. And here, this way leads to heaven. It leads to eternal life with God forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. The two ways. Jesus said, the narrow way leads to life. The two ways. And I see this. As I said before, there's only one way. You can't get from here over to here by good works, by going to church, by getting baptized, by having Christian parents or Christian children. Listen, everyone has to make a decision to go from this road over here to this road. Everyone has to make that. There's only one way. You say, Pastor, that's awful narrow. That's what Jesus said it was. Narrow. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. He's the only way. The cross is the only bridge to get us home. It's the only one. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's only one way. You say, what about, aren't all the other religions, don't they get there too? What about Buddhism and the Eightfold Path? What about Hinduism and yoga and meditation? What about the six steps of Islam? Won't they get there? Folks, if anybody could get there in any of those ways, then the cross would be unnecessary. When Jesus prayed, Father, is there any other way? Remove this cup from me. God would have said, oh yeah, we'll do it through Buddhism. We'll do it through the Eightfold Path. We'll do it through Islam. We'll do it through... He said, no, you know what, son? No. There's no other way. You've got to go to the cross. You've got to drink the cup. Because we want to provide a way for people to get home. Now I see this right here. Do you see right here? I don't know if you can see that well, but there's a guy there on the narrow way helping people to come on. And if you listen. If you listen closely, you can hear what he's saying. He's saying, God so loved the world. He loved you so much that he sent Jesus to die on the cross for you. And Jesus rose from the dead, and he's a living Savior. And if you will trust him, if you believe in him, if you'll get off this road right here, step on and go through the narrow gate, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. And he's helping people get off the road. Let me just say, Christians, if you know the Lord, that needs to be you and me. That's why we're here. That's what we're called to do. That's why he left us here when he saved us, so that we could help people go from the broad road to the narrow road. Everyone here today, everyone here today is somewhere on this picture. So I have to ask the question. Listen, please listen. Where are you on this picture? Where are you? Are you here in darkness? Are you here on the broad road? Lost? You know something else I noticed about this road, and this is the first time I've ever seen this. It starts off right beside the narrow road. Like over here, it's easy to just step on. But the farther you go down this road, the farther away from the narrow road it gets. And you know what? It starts off flat. But it gradually starts going down. Like the further you go without making that decision, the harder it is. No, maybe that's why the statistics are the children, Kathy and Mark, Child Evangelism Fellowship, children. And like the six sermons we heard from the children, children and teenagers come more to Christ than us that are older. Further, get down. So it's important that you make decisions now. Amen. Not wait. Amen. Not wait until it's too late. Today is the day of salvation, Jesus says. Today is the day to come to Christ. You know, you say, but Pastor, I'm older. I'm all the way down here. How could I ever get saved? With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Dale, 33 years, we prayed for him. He came to Christ. So where are you on the picture? If you are here, or here, or here, you need to come through the narrow gate today. You need to believe that Jesus died for you, rose from the dead. And today you need to say, and I'm not ashamed. They weren't ashamed to tell you that they wanted to be a Christian. So I want to ask right now, is there anyone here this morning that would like to just say, I want Christ in my life? You've never accepted him as your Savior yet. You're still on the way, but you want to accept him today. And I don't want you to be ashamed. If you would like to accept Christ, would you just stand right now? Is there anyone who would like to say that? It's hard to do that, but this is, you know what? Jesus wasn't ashamed to hang on a cross for us. Will you stand and say, I want Christ in my life? Anyone here today that would like to do, don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait until you're down here. It gets harder. Anybody here today want to accept Christ as their Savior? We've been praying, maybe for you. Anyone. If the Lord is tugging on your heart, you say, How do I know? You know, just like the man that went fishing. He threw his fishing line in, and he can't see the fish. But you know what he can feel? He can feel the tug. I just believe, I know that some people here today, God's tugging on your heart. Is there anyone here that would like to stand and just say that? Don't be ashamed. Anyone? Lord, we just thank you so much for the way of the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you provided a way for us who were separated from you to get back in right relationship. And Lord, I believe in my heart that there are people here this morning that you have spoken to them. And I pray, Holy Spirit, you would continue to speak to them until they step from the broad road onto the narrow way and go through the narrow gate. Jesus is the door, the gate. And he said, if you enter in by me, you will have life. God, would you continue to work in people's lives? And even as we sing this last hymn, if there's someone that would like to receive Christ, Lord, would you touch their hearts today? We know salvation is of you, Lord. It's not of any man. It's of you. Lord, speak to us, we pray. And Lord, for us Christians, would you help us to be that one that's standing right beside the Broadway inviting people to Christ? We just thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Will you please stand?